Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get him over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this bitch is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crow. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, toothpicking your eye, I'm that guy.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen, special guests? Yes, she repping all the way from Seattle, Washington. Young rising up and comer. Give it up for Natty Russum.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, it's an honor for you to be on to talk about your experience as a pro wrestler in the business.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Anytime, anytime. Yes, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I definitely was. My parents both got me into wrestling, so I've pretty much been a fan my entire life.
Awesome. Who did you idolize while growing up, watching it?
Definitely La Parca, Juventud Guerrera, and pretty much anyone Lucha. Stone Cold a lot.
Awesome. Yes. Do you have a background, athletic background before pro wrestling?
Yeah, I played pretty much every sport growing up, baseball, soccer, football, and everything. Did jiu-jitsu for a little bit, kickboxing a little bit. For the most part, it's been mainly wrestling.
Yes, all around. Yes, also, what kind of music you listen to while you training or anywhere in general also?
the music that I listened to while training was normally rock or sometimes rap.
Awesome. Also, how was it like training and going to wrestling school?
Well, I started training when I was 13 at Lucha Libre Volcanica, so that was definitely a different experience, especially for someone at that age. So different would probably be the best word to describe it. It was pretty cool, though. Made a lot of memories and everything there before I ended up going to a few other schools and training around with different people.
Awesome. And you was definitely the Rey Mysterio started at 13 also. He made his wrestling debut.
Yeah, that's another thing that inspired me about him.
Wow, awesome. Definitely young, basically. You were just graduating from probably junior high school when you started training.
Exactly. It was about the time my freshman year of high school was pretty much the first year that I was training.
Yes, can you tell me about your experience doing Lucha?
It was definitely really hard first starting just because I didn't have a wrestling background. I just had an athletic background. So that made it a little harder. When I went to start training to learn American, having learned Lucha for 4 years before I started to work American was really difficult. That transition was not very easy. I had to train a lot harder than I did at Lucha, just trying to break the Lucha right side habits and learn to do everything on the left. So that was interesting, but Lucha was definitely a little bit easier for me to learn just because it's more flips and primarily easier for people who are a lot smaller, like my size. So it was easy in that aspect, at least.
Yes. You're definitely the same height as Lissa Bliss, basically.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, another talent that that's doing very good as a heel, basically, and 3 years in the business, basically. She came from gymnastics.
Yeah, that would definitely be a better background to have for a sport like this.
Also, did you wear the Lucha mask at first when you first started?
I did work under a hood for quite a bit. My gimmick hasn't retired or anything yet. I just mainly go unmasked now, but I hope to continue working Lucha a little bit more too.
Yes, there's definitely so many Lucha indie companies out here, even the big companies also, AAA, CMLL, even also the one other ones in Mexico also, in the United States also.
Yeah. Definitely love Lucha in all aspects. Even Americanized Lucha is still pretty nice.
Yes. And you never know, we could see you also on even Lucha Underground. Hopefully that season be picked up again.
I hope so, too.
Yes. And what's your memories of your first ever wrestling match?
So my first match was kind of weird. It was pretty much an exhibition match in the same gym that we had trained in, and it was kind of just in front of like the media and a few other people, and like close family wasn't an audience or anything. But then my actual debut was at a festival that had like 400 people, so I went from going one match to like zero people, like 10 people including my trainers, to going in front of like 400-500 people. So that was a pretty interesting aspect.
Yes, that's how it is. It doesn't matter how the size of the crowd and how well you put on a show, basically, and work in the ring.
Exactly, and it was a good experience each time. Second debut was a lot longer, too. It was a six-man tag, so that was a lot more different considering my first match was a singles, so they were both pretty fun, and I learned a lot from each one.
And also, how did your classmates took it when they found out that you was basically a pro wrestler in the indies?
A lot of them tried to fight me, but so that was irritating in that aspect. It was kind of difficult going to school and wrestling. I missed my senior prom because I wrestled that day. I ended up breaking my nose that day, actually. Almost missed my graduation, but I didn't. But there's been a lot of going to school and wrestling had its ups and downs.
Yeah, it's like basically the bullying is unacceptable, basically.
Yeah, that was probably the worst part about it is everyone thought that I didn't even try to tell anyone. People would just find my Instagram or something at my school and they would just make fun of me for it, which was fine. I ignored them anyways. Didn't really have any friends, but then they would just try to fight me about it, and I was like, that's not how that works.
Yes. And what kind of advice will you give to younger kids that's trying to be a wrestler one day in the business?
Definitely don't let what other people think of you get in the way of wanting to continue your dreams, because no matter what you do, people are going to talk, so you may as well do what you want to do and let them talk.
Exactly, yes. The truth, ladies and gentlemen, from Natty. Achieve your goals. Don't let nobody stop you. Not none of these haters.
I think a lot of people do end up quitting just because of what people say or think of them. It's not the way to go about it.
Yes. And it seemed like basically they, I still call it jealousy, basically, envy, basically.
Exactly. It's a lot of what it is as well. A lot of people that just don't understand it either.
Right.
And you think that just because they had a harder start in wrestling and everything that they got to do the same thing to the newer people coming in, there's some vets that are useful and some vets that are just going to try to put you down. You just have to pick and choose the ones that you want to listen to. Just take the right advice.
Yes. They definitely not ballsy to do what they try going to wrestling school. Definitely. They
Right.
Yeah. Also, what is the highlight moment of your wrestling career so far?
Honestly, I think it would just be getting to go to all these different places at such a young age and meet different people all the time. and probably having really supportive family members as well has made all of it kind of important at once. Having a highlight is kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what, but just kind of everything, really. I wouldn't change anything. My favorite part about wrestling at any point, though, has probably just been, like I said, meeting all the people that I have. I wouldn't say a match in particular has been a highlight, just that meeting the people that I have has been really important and special. That's been its own highlight.
Yes. That's very important. Basically, they see basically the fans that definitely make, you know, makes the wrestler who they are basically and stuff, supportive and stuff. Without the fans, it wouldn't be the support.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't be special or even relevant.
Yes. And also, I definitely heard so many stories of, you know, of wrestling talents being bullied when they was in high school also because of their love for the business and stuff.
Definitely went through that. I always had the basic, you know, that's fake and everything, right, type of people. And I was always pretty good at just letting what people say to me roll away and not actually care what they think. But I definitely did have to experience some of it.
And definitely with that, Diana Hartsmith, from the Hart family, when she was on here and she opened up basically that she was being bullied in school because, you know, they at the time they were still struggling as a family basically, and they know that they was in the family was in the wrestling business at the time, and I think basically when the, you know, her brothers came to her side to fight her, to defend her also in high school, they had the best of the other students, basically, like, her brothers of the Hart family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because they, you know, I guess the students envied them because they know that their father was a pro wrestler and their older brothers were, basically. And, you know, they took it to the students, basically.
Yeah, I've had to experience stuff like that, definitely. A lot of girls made fun of me, particularly just about liking wrestling, and I had a couple of girls actually stalk my Instagram and just came into school one day, and all of them just kept making remarks about me, about wrestling and everything. But I had just moved from one school to another and didn't know anyone, and I went to a really preppy school, and I'm not preppy in the slightest, so I was already different. And then they found that out about me, so it was pretty interesting. Always had to deal with it alone, though, but...
Right. And I noticed that when that college students is more knowledgeable of pro wrestling than high schoolers, basically.
Definitely. I've had a lot more support from, you know, people in my adult life, like coworkers and everything, than I ever did in school. I actually had a couple of my teachers come out to a few shows before from high school, so... They were always really supportive, but I've definitely never had a good experience in wrestling when I was in school. I'd take posters and fire them around my school, not at my school or anything, and I'd come back and they'd be torn up on my desk or something. So that was always pleasant.
And they just don't know that pro wrestling will help others get into Hollywood, plays, even plays also other like major movies,
right,
or anything basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they want to fit in with the basically they the sheep basically following, you know, want to follow the other ones basically. They don't want to be outcast.
Exactly, and I've actually had a few classmates come to training with me a few times, and then they stopped bullying me about it, and I had a couple that tried to stick with it but just couldn't, so. I had a couple of friends come in with me a few times. That was always fun, but there were some people that just hated it and didn't understand it regardless, and they weren't educated on it at all. They just wanted something to pick on me for, and they found that.
Yep. Also, what's your thoughts of working with Nurse Black?
That was a pretty fun match. I'd definitely work with her again. I think we had fun.
And I definitely liked that match also from, is it 3-2-1 wrestling?
Yeah, 3-2-1 battle. Yeah, they're probably
definitely
my favorite place to work.
Yes. And definitely, it basically, you know, into the, y'all was basically into your characters in the match, basically, very, very good also. Even commentary also, you know, had, you know, interaction, you know, the crowd be into the commentary also. They hear live commentary. Like, you don't hear that when you, most fans don't hear that when they be at the events, basically.
I definitely love having shows that do live commentary. I think those are definitely most interesting, especially places like 3-2-1 Battle that are just awesome on commentary. I love all their commentary team.
Yes. And I know the first company that did that was Juggalo Championship Wrestling, the Insane Clown Posse.
Mm-hmm.
They basically added, you know, even comedy. It just kind of reminded me of the early WWE days, or the Attitude Era, you know, with Jerry Lawler and stuff, and it was basically very, very entertaining to go along with the wrestling match.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely think commentary is an important part. I think more places should do it, especially live commentary, to get the crowd more into it.
Definitely. And can you tell me what's your wrestling finisher?
I normally use a wheelbarrow DDT. That's pretty fun. I have a new submission I've been working on, but I haven't got to debut it yet.
Definitely see more women doing submission moves also, and that's I see more wrestling. I see that's more interesting, basically.
Yeah, I've also been doing a head scissors armbar. I think that one's pretty fun. So I'm sure I can do it to pretty much anyone.
Yes. Definitely, a little bit of that MMA added to it also.
Exactly. I think it definitely legitimizes everything.
Definitely. And what's your thoughts of working with Rhea Von Slasher?
I've worked with Rhea twice at 321 and definitely would work with her again. I worked with her once or twice at All-Star Wrestling up in Canada, but that was mainly in Battle Royals, and I didn't get to work with her one-on-one. I definitely enjoyed my singles match with her a couple of years ago, and I just got to work with her about a month ago as well. That was pretty interesting and pretty fun as well. I'd definitely work with her again.
Have you also worked with Mary Jane Payne also?
I've worked with Mary Jane Payne probably the most out of any of my opponents. We've worked at quite a few promotions together. It's always interesting working with her. We try to come up with something new every single match, and ultimately she's probably my favorite person to work. I've had some of my best matches with her.
Awesome. Any interest in going to places like Japan or other overseas companies also in the UK?
I'd love to go to Japan and pretty much every continent at some point, of course. I'd love to go around the UK and Europe and probably do an Asia tour as well. I think that'd be great. The only places I've really been are Canada and the Northwest, and I went to Pittsburgh last year for a seminar, but I definitely would like to get more out of the country and actually go international with everything. I think Mexico would be fun to go to, but mainly I definitely would love to work in Japan.
Yes, it's a lot of women wrestling in Japan, Stardom, promotions like that, yeah. And Joshi.
All right, I'd love to go to Stardom and Shimmer.
Yes. And it seems like they so much expanded all over the United States, like Rise, Shine, also then you have also WSU, that's on the East Coast. And
Shine and Rise and Shimmer are all really great promotions for women wrestlers particularly, and I would definitely love to work for each of them at some point.
Yes. And I noticed that Rise still have a working relationship agreement with Impact Wrestling also, to scout women's talent also.
Yeah, they definitely do all the time. I definitely would love to work for Impact as well one day.
Yes. You never know. It could be you, because this show basically been a good luck charm for a lot of wrestling talent, basically, on the indies.
I hope so. I'd love to get out more and do a little bit more this summer.
Yes. Well, you never know. You might do a NXT tryout also match.
I'd love to.
Yes. And it's like you do kind of have similarities to Alyssa Bliss also, when she was a babyface also in NXT.
Yeah, that's the one that I get compared to the most.
Yes, because it seemed like that when her old theme music also with the glitter and sparkling, and it definitely fit her right there as a baby.
Yeah, definitely. I'd cite her for someone I would look up to. I think she's very talented.
Yes. And I think that she was, what, 20 or 21 and NXT had started.
Yeah, definitely.
And definitely the best thing about her and Nia Jax was basically her with her heel persona, basically.
Yeah.
And definitely, you just been a badass working in the ring also, and I see that you basically had bruises or and busted up in a few occasions.
Oh yeah, that's definitely probably one of the worst things about wrestling is just all the nosebleeds that I'm prone to and the amount of times I've been injured, but. Definitely haven't had any serious injuries lately.
And this would like anti fans don't realize that there's so much hate wrestling that they it's no everything is working, but it's still injuries they dealing with. They equal the amount of same injuries that they have like in pro football or MMA.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't had too many awful injuries. I've had some knee problems, and I've broken my nose 3 or 4 times and had a pretty recent concussion as well.
Yes. And they just don't realize that pro wrestling has, I'd say, about the same amount of concussions of the NFL and hockey. Also, including ACL tears, basically. That's more in, or MCL tears in wrestling as it is in football, basically.
Exactly.
Yes. Even though it seems like they now collaborate and now football and pro wrestling companies now, get into to wrestling also, like AEW or with Impact relationship with NFL alumni in Las Vegas that could be the Oakland, where Oakland Raiders going to soon be home to, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think the only one you don't never going to see a relationship with football and the NFL is WWE right there, because they already want to compete against Monday Night Football, and even the XFL right there, they bringing that back, bud.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely interesting this time around.
Yeah, but hopefully Vince realized that they can be the number one football company in America, basically.
Yeah.
And I think they would have a better success of doing an MMA promotion, basically, Vince, than a football promotion.
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be pretty interesting.
Yes. Definitely, because since they had Ronda Rousey and a few others right there, and with Shayna Baszler, another alumni to the show.
Yeah, definitely. She's very talented as well.
Yes. And we definitely fans been asking for her to get promoted to the main roster ASAP. Her and the other horsewomen, basically.
Yeah.
Yes. And they still waiting on that dirty horsewomen versus the UFC horsewomen all out feud.
Yeah. Definitely think there's more variety being brought to wrestling too, and that's always nice.
Yes. Also, would you like to plug any of your upcoming shows for the listeners out there?
I unfortunately don't have any upcoming shows. Like I said, I just got a pretty recent concussion, but I do have a couple of social medias and everything. I'm pretty much Metal Barbie on every platform, Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and everything. So, fortunately, that's about all that I have for right now.
Awesome. Definitely fans, check her wrestling out, going to events, YouTube or any other places, follow you definitely, Natty Wilson.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah, you can come back anytime to the show to talk about your more experience with Lucha Underground. I mean, that too. If you you never know, you could be signed to Lucha Underground. That's another that might be a 360, or you're wrestling for AAA Mexico also. You never know, you can come back to promote your shows like that, or anything. You never know. You might be with a big company right there.
Hopefully one day.
Yes. And we see it everywhere, even every time when daily events be in town also. Sometimes they be having these squash matches with the women wrestling, like Nia Jax and others also.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yes. And
thank you for having
Natty,
me. I'm sorry.
Yes, you're welcome. You can come back anytime to the show, and you have a good night as well.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I hope everyone has a good night.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was women's wrestler Natty Wilson. If you want to download this show, this great interview, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or Facebook fan page at WrestlingItFactorRadio/ItFactorEntertainmentRadio. For Wayne Benitez, I'm about to sign off, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm out.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep with my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich, is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm private niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they brosses. I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium's pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.